Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is the LBC Morning News with Lisa Aziz.
President Obama will visit Orlando today to pay tribute to the 49 people who died in last weekend's mass shooting at the gay nightclub Pulse. The FBI is appealing to members of the public to provide more information about the gunman, Omar Mateen. His wife is now the subject of a criminal investigation to determine whether she knew about her husband's plans. LBC's US correspondent Simon Marks has the latest.
With Orlando still in the early stages of grief, White House officials say President Obama will seek to bring some measure of relief to the families and friends of those killed last Sunday. For the president, Orlando is just the latest location he's had to visit to mourn with those whose lives have been overturned by gun violence in America. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
The president understands that he is a symbol of the country. He's offering a message of condolence and comfort on behalf of the American people.
Meanwhile, more information continues to be revealed about last Sunday's events. The mayor of Orlando says the gunman was threatening to strap bombs to his hostages when police decided to storm the building. And the FBI disclosed that Omar Mateen made visits to several locations in the Orlando area, including Walt Disney World. They believe he was picking between potential targets. Special Agent Ron Hopper.
We are looking at everything he did leading up to this attack. And as we are going backwards as well to look at all of the things we knew about before and things that we've investigated in the past.
And he appealed to the public to provide any information they have about the gunman in a bid to help the authorities learn lessons from the tragic events in Orlando. Simon Marks, LBC, Washington.